And also with you.
And what a great way to start our worship service here this morning. It's really a start, isn't it? Just to walk right in and hear that great music. So thankful to have a praise team leading us in those songs. And I hope you paid attention, too, because, well, we're going to use some of those songs in our worship. And in the weeks ahead, they're teaching us these songs. So we're thankful to have them here with us this morning. Welcome again to those that are gathered here in the sanctuary. I think my sound is not turned on. If I get that turned on, it'd be great. Also, welcome to those that are out in the parking lot. You can't hear you right now, but once they get my sound figured out, you will. And then welcome.
Are you muted?
No, I'm not. Nope. Oh, I'm on FH3. Just so you know. And then I want to say a special welcome to those of you who are tuning in with us on our live stream as well.
If you go by three, the receiver is in there. Sorry.
Okay. We're going to have to make a change with that here. Supposed to do that. I'm going to invite Jeanette forward. Jeanette, here. She's got a really long announcement.
I know you guys can hang in there. Okay, well, even though it's still summer, fall is just around the corner, and in two short months, our holiday bazaar is going to be here, and it'll be Saturday, November 5th. This is a big event for the Ladies Guild, not only in the preparation of it, but the impact it has throughout the year. It allows us to offer scholarships for Camp Lutherwood, support our youth who want to attend the National Youth Conference, provide refreshments at memorial services and special events, and greatly support our freezer meal ministry here at Peace. This is just to name a few. But that's just what we do in-house. It also gives us the opportunity to help support local charitable organizations throughout Philomath. So I'm hoping you will start thinking of ways that you can help. Are you a creator, a crafter, a woodworker, a sewer, a baker, a cookie maker? You can donate your created items for us to sell at the bazaar. And gentlemen, we're including you in this also. We know you have talent. But if those are not your thing, you can purchase items for our beautiful gift baskets that Kay and her crew put together. Kay will be sending out information and ideas very soon. Or you can donate gently used items to our Granny's Attic, and Janny is our go-to person for that. Or you can purchase raffle tickets for the beautiful handmade quilt that I believe Kay and Peggy made. Is beautiful. It's in the fellowship hall. Tickets are $5, and Maggie is the one that would love to help you with that. But if that's still not your thing, then we will need lots of muscle when it comes time to set up and take down. Believe me, any help you can provide will be happily accepted and greatly appreciated. If you have questions, you can talk to Colleen, Sally, or myself, and look for lots more information to come. Thank you.
Jeanette, I'm so glad we planned that out. That worked out great. Let's try it again. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Good to see you here in the sanctuary. Those out in the parking lot tuning in on 103.5 FM. Our audience here online with our live stream, welcome to Peace. To set our stage for our worship here this morning, our brief time together, we want to be thinking about what do you do when you're caught in a long conversation with someone and they just won't stop what they're, you know, the conversation? Do you start daydreaming? Do you just kind of jump in and say, hey, get to the point? You know, where are you headed? What do you do when you're caught in a long conversation? Well, in some ways, as you read the book of Hebrews, there's a lot of heavy language used in those first 12 chapters. Jesus is greater than a high priest. He's greater than the angels. And it goes on and on and on and on. Chapter 13's like, that's the point where it's like, get to the point. What does this all mean? And so we see what it means to be a follower of Jesus in these brief verses that we have here 1 through 7. Now what? How should we live in response to what Jesus is, that he is the king of our lives? So we're going to focus in on that here this morning in our brief time together. There are just a few additional announcements to share with the congregation. This Wednesday is really an important opportunity for us to gather. Wednesday evening out on our patio at 7 p.m., Bryson and his friends are going to lead us in some special song. We'll have some cookies and goodies at 7 p.m. And we want to just give a blessing to Bryson with tips and generosity. We didn't really have an opportunity to say goodbye to him during the pandemic as he transitioned to Grace Lutheran. We're thankful for the ministry that he's providing at Grace, but we do want to have that opportunity to be with him and hear his music and say thank you to Bryson. That's this Wednesday, August 31st at 7 p.m. Also of note, I'm going to be away this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, up in Portland for a district meeting for circuit visitors. And then Alicia and the kids are meeting me in Portland on Wednesday, and we're going to take our trek up to Spokane, Washington to see my folks for Labor Day weekend. So that's where I will be. If you're in need of pastoral assistance, you can reach out to any of our elders here at Peace. They're willing to engage with you in by email or by conversation on phone. And then finally, we are really gearing towards September 11th as a big start here at Peace with our Sunday school, choir and worship. So you want to put that on your calendar to really bring that home. Did you see that really bland color insert in your bulletins this morning? It's not bland at all. Can you hold that up, Janet? Right there. That insert gives you all the information that you need for September 11th. So September 11th, we're having that time change, 8 o'clock choir, 9 o'clock Sunday school, 10 o'clock worship, and then we're having a picnic right afterwards. That's important information. But I also liked what Dan put on the bottom of that insert, and that is we'd like for you to share that insert with a friend, to invite them to be here to join the celebration at Peace in the beginning of our Sunday school season. Excellent. I think that does it for our announcements here this morning.